is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan has the latest.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition tonight, with blood tests revealing early signs of kidney failure. He continues to get high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose and blood transfusions. On the encouraging side, the Vatican is saying Francis has not had another respiratory crisis since Saturday, when we learned he was in more pain than he had been.
The ailing pontiff is 88. It's a shift to the right for Germany. CBS's Linda Kenyon has election results.
In a post on Truth Social, the president hailed this as, quote, a great day for Germany. The election was a victory for the center-right opposition party, followed by the far-right party called the Alternative for Germany. This was the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II. Trump responded, quote, much like the USA, the people of Germany got tired of the no-common-sense agenda, especially on energy and immigration, unquote. Germany is the most populated country in the European Union and a leading member of NATO. It's also Ukraine's second biggest weapons supplier. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff feels optimistic Russia and Ukraine can reach a peace deal if relations continue to thaw between the U.S. and Russia.
Now it will be up to President Putin and President Trump to work something out, and I think they're going to be successful.
Witkoff on CBS's Face the Nation. Here in the U.S., there's concern about the growing measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico. Former FDA commissioner and Pfizer board member Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
I think this will spread. There's been 100 cases that have been identified so far. There's probably many more than that. So I think that this is going to get into the hundreds of cases and could take many months to try to fully snuff out.
Most of those becoming ill were not vaccinated. Gottlieb says parents should trust vaccines. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Growing up, Robert Battle dreamed of dancing for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now artistic director, he discusses the dance group's 60th anniversary.
You have to be mindful that you are part of a legacy, that you're taking care of a legacy that has history.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What's a job deal breaker for some young people?
Gen Z says there is no way they would submit their resume for a job that doesn't list the estimated salary. A recent survey from the essay writing service EduBirdie found that 58% of them said if it wasn't disclosed, they would not apply. The report also found that 58% of these 18 to 27-year-olds say an annual income of $50,000 to $100,000 would suffice, while one in four said $100,000 to 200 grand was the ideal salary range. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A new study indicates women who take pain relievers that include acetaminophen might be putting their babies at risk of developing ADHD. Research published in Nature Mental Health found the rate of ADHD was 18% in children of mothers who took acetaminophen, 9% in those who didn't. Study authors say more research is needed. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Right now, 35.
Yeah. Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one breeze. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Away from a runner out to a play that hour. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Used to make me smile.
And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
With local news and now Timeless Hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Soon I'm gonna have yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop
as the lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by, if she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I'm
for my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
fancy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pretty frozen vine, selling little bottles of love potion number nine. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number nine.
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't.